5 minutes after 10 o'clock. Let's go straight to the open line. Got callers backed up. So I'll start with you, Darren, from Narrabeen on the Northern Beaches. Morning, Darren. He's just lost us as we've gone there. So, Mick, I'll go to you down there in Wollongong. We're talking about try celebrations this morning. Try July is coming our way again as of next week. What do you think about it, Mick?
Well, God help me. Because good morning, Matt. I like a bit of humility in my try scoring, and I'll give you an example of what I hate. Right now, the haters are going to hate, and I'm going to hate. I hate this, but say for example, the Bulldogs or the West Tigers in the past few years haven't been travelling well, and they've been down by 20 or 30 to Penrith. So, say the score is 34-4, and Penrith score a try, and there's like 11 blokes jumping on each other. Now, I just think that's unnecessary, and I'm not even sure it's real. Like, I know that people talk about the joy and all that sort of stuff, but when you're beating a mob by 30, to carry on like you've won the grand final, I think is ordinary. I don't think anyone will probably agree with me, but I don't care. I just think it looks bad for the opposition. It looks bad for them. I just don't like the look. I'm all for a magnificent try. You know, if it's a magnificent try or a game-winning try and all that, sure, go nuts. But, you know, don't rub it into these other teams and carry on like pork chops when you're leading by 30 or 40. I just don't think it's cool.
Yeah, so you're saying sort of, you know, don't disrespect the team that you're absolutely pantsing. But for the Panthers in particular, it's just become run-of-the-mill. And actually, I mean, they've been scoring so many tries over the last couple of years, you kind of think that they'd be over-celebrating it. But it is from within. I don't think that's an act at all. And look, I tend to disagree, Mick. I think, you know, you're not really thinking about the scoreboard and who you're beating. You're celebrating an achievement for somebody in your team or the way that the team's played. So I don't think you have to back it off. If it's 30-0, I don't reckon you have to back it off. Just go with the flow. I'd be interested to know how many opposition players would get the irrits if they're going, oh, you know, that we're 30-0 down and they're still celebrating. I'd be interested to know that factor. So I'm okay with it. I reckon just let it run.
Yeah, cool, mate. It's just a matter of opinion. I just don't think it's a good look, that's all.
All right. Good on you, Mick. Thanks for your call. Always appreciate your thoughts. Now, Darren, you were top of the list, but you fell off just as I got to you, so hopefully you're there this time around. You want to have a chat about the Victor... That's all right, the Victor Radley incident.
Personally, I don't have a problem with what he did, but the NRL does, obviously. I think, you know, Fox Sports called it an X-rated act. I wouldn't say it was that. But my problem is, you and other people in the media, how you brush it off depending on who the person was and everyone else. Like, for you to say, like, you know, it's just like perpetuating lies and distorting the truth. For you to say the players can't be expected to think the camera's going to be on them all the time and it was caught out, you know, whatever. Yes, to the first part, they can't be expected. But he wasn't caught out. He knew he was on camera. Like, clear as day knew he was on camera. Will you concede that?
Well, I don't know. I'm not Victor Radley, so you'd have to ask him, mate. You can't ask me. You'd have to ask him. Look, the bottom line is that I don't know what the... I'm not certainly not defending Victor Radley in this, and just because he's Victor Radley, if that's what you're saying, I don't give two hoots who it is. It doesn't make any difference to my life, but the NRL apparently is just going to have a stern talking to him. That's what Webby's saying. And I don't know. I mean, what do you want to happen to him? What do you think should happen?
My problem is the inconsistencies. If that was it's Wednesday morning, this is the first I've heard about it. Right? I listen to you guys all day.
Right.
It's the first I've heard about it. If this was Latrell Mitchell, it'd be front and back page news. It'd be leading all the Fox Sports boards, and you'd be talking about it. Then the people would be calling up, and they'd be saying he's a dog and he's got form and all that stuff, as does Victor Radley. And then there's all that sort of stuff that comes in. But because it's not, if it was Cody Walker, same thing. Like, big story. Because it's Victor Radley, you just brush it under and you say, you know, caught out, whatever. It's the same with the, like, you let the last SMS
go. No. Hang on. I'll just stop you right there because we haven't brushed anything under the carpet because it's Victor Radley. And, in fact, I would say the opposite to say to you that Victor Radley gets himself in the headlines more often than not. So you're heading down the wrong path there, Darren. Look, you've got your opinions on it, and that's fine. But don't ring up and tell me what I'm thinking and saying because of some certain player. We raised it. And I asked Webby the question, what's going to happen next on this? He said to me that the NRL are looking at it, obviously, and they're not happy with it. But also, you've got to put into perspective that there's a bunch of players in there and anyone can get caught out. I mean, you're upset with Jake Trbojevic chug-a-lugging a beer. Is that a bad look as well? I mean, I don't know which way you want to go here, but it's certainly not because of the player's name that anyone is brushing this under the carpet. So let's agree to disagree on that one, Darren. Thanks for your call. Jace from North Parramatta, let's go to you. Matt Lodge to the Roosters.
Yeah. Morning, Matty. Look, I've got just three quick things. Lodgy, you know, I wish him all the best as a Warriors fan at the Chooks. Anybody that's got issues with how that's happened, people need to remember the Warriors owner signed off on Lodge's release. So it has nothing to do with Lodge in this case. And, you know, if anyone can turn him around, I'd back Trent Robinson for sure. The second matter is about the New York City incident. You know, people need to kind of get over that as well. It was in 2015, which I think people don't even remember. That's like 7 years ago. Like, come on, get on with it. He's obviously, you know, he's made a few changes. But it also reinforces the NRL's stance about matters that bring the game into disrepute, especially if they're caught on video. You know, we might have forgotten things. It's a bit like the Russell Packer matter. Like, he went to prison for what he did, but that wasn't caught on video. You know, it was still obviously a really terrible thing to be doing. But he's turned his life around and he doesn't face the same, you know, sort of criticism and, you know, like all of that. Do you get that, Matty?
Yeah. I understand what you're saying there. And look, it's time to move on. And Matt Lodge is out of the Warriors now. That everything that's happened is in the past and all that kind of stuff. But people do come with baggage. But you're right, Trent Robinson and the Roosters could certainly utilise his talents, and Trent's the kind of bloke who can certainly help both on and off the field. There's no question about that. Just quickly, you wanted to throw a shout out to Joe Root as well.
Yeah, I don't know if people had caught up on that. Being a Kiwi, I watch anything New Zealand very closely. They got smashed against the Poms 3-0. But I just wanted to make a special mention for Joe Root. I don't know if people saw, but he was at the crease when they scored the winning runs to win the third test, and shaking everyone's hands. And, you know, I shouldn't use the word sheepish to describe Kiwis, but they obviously were after getting a 3-0 whitewash, and, you know, no one in the New Zealand team's going near the stumps. But Joe Root made a special beeline for Daryl Mitchell. Daryl Mitchell scored a century in every one of those tests, so he can hold his head up high. And he grabbed the stump and actually handed it to Daryl Mitchell. So I thought that was great.
Yeah, he's a class act. Good on you, Jace. Appreciate your thoughts this morning. Got to move on. Andrew McCulloch is waiting. It is 13 and a half minutes after 10. Back after this.